Before I let you go, talking to William Jacobson, Cornell Law Professor, LegalInsurrection.com, I wanted to ask you about Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, and his commentary about having elections. Israel should have elections and get rid of Netanyahu. Netanyahu is the problem. You have been certainly outspoken about being Jewish, about support for Israel. You're on lists of people who are influencers in this space. You have dealt with threats because of it. Your take on Chuck Schumer calling for a new election in the middle of a war and getting engaged in Israeli politics.
Yeah, so you're only going to leave me a minute or two to completely rant on Chuck Schumer. Have me back for a 30-minute segment, please. It's disgusting what he did. Okay, it's pandering. It's pandering to the anti-Israel Democratic base, the pro-Hamas vote in Michigan. It is the worst thing he could possibly have done because he's trying to divide the Jewish community. He knows there's in the American Jewish community, which is overwhelmingly liberal. He knows there's, you know, some dislike for Netanyahu. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to separate Israel and Netanyahu, which has been Biden administration policy. I wrote about this about 2 weeks ago. That's where they're going, to distinguish. Well, we hate Netanyahu, but we love Israel. Well, they're in the middle of a war, okay? And why do they hate Netanyahu so much right now? It's because he's refusing to capitulate to the American president and the American Secretary of State who want Hamas to survive. They do. You can't read their actions any other way. Hamas now exists only in Rafah, 4 battalions by all counts, which is thousands of Hamas fighters. That's where the leadership is. That's where the hostages is. And all of American policy for the last 2 to 3 weeks, maybe months, has been to try to bully Israel into not finishing off Hamas. And now Chuck Schumer steps in and picks up that cudgel, and he hits Netanyahu over the head. And why is he hitting Netanyahu over the head? It's because he's been too uncompromising. You know, I think there's going to be a huge backlash to this. I think what Schumer did is disgraceful. He's trying to walk it back. Too late, Chuck. You will not walk it back. Your legacy will be that you betrayed not just the Jewish people, but you betrayed Western civilization and your own country with these comments at a critical moment in history. Because let's face it, the people Israel is fighting in Gaza and elsewhere are enemies of the United States. They are enemies of Western civilization. What they did on October 7th, they would do to us in a heartbeat if they could. And Chuck Schumer is fighting to prevent them from being destroyed. It's disgraceful. He will never live this down.
Next time I give you the full 30 minutes. That's all there is to it. That is William Jacobson, Cornell Law Professor, LegalInsurrection.com.